interracial relationships. Even 67. Him when he was he was like a police officer, an investigator, and he had to slap the white man.
What's that one called? In the Heat of the Night? Yeah. The OG, no. But my mom, when I was a kid, my mom always sat me down, made me watch the movie, To Sir With Love. That was Dangerous Minds before Dangerous Minds. Mm-hmm. Man, this Sidney Poitier was the first black man to win an Academy Award.
He opened a lot of doors. So for all of our favorite actors like Will Smith and Denzel Washington, all of that is basically because of him.
Even same thing for Betty White. A lot of people don't understand that Betty White was putting a lot of black actors in her in her shows, in her movies, in her screening when people did not agree.
Yeah.
Or they would basically like, she got blackballed with a lot of stuff because she was on it, you know, like type of thing. Like, she was one of the first people to be outspoken and say, hey, black is beautiful, so stop playing around. So
they say Betty White's one of the few people that passed away and people's like, yeah, we could have done a couple more. Like, she lived into her 90s. Like, yeah, we could have done a 10, 15 more of her.
Yep.
She dated black. She had black people on her show and stuff. You know, people, you know, we have allies that are different colors as well, right? Now, the Sidney Poitier hurt, but he lived a full life. He opened doors for us. We have Denzel. I like the guy that plays in Swan Song.
Oh, Mahershala?
I can't say his name.
Mahershala.
Yo. Ali. Yo. I'll call him Mr. Man. He next.
He's a great actor.
He the next Denzel. I feel comfortable having, the way he makes, an actor's supposed to make you feel the emotion through the screen.
You'll never have another Denzel. He's the next himself. Let's just put it that way.
But they did that too when Denzel was getting big. They're like, "Oh, you're the next Sidney Poitier," and he's like, "No. I could never."
Yeah. No, Denzel. No, Denzel's old person. But we lost a lot of great. Bob Saget really hurt too. Full House.
Yeah.
Was it Bob Saget that did the show with the home movies?
Oh, yeah. With
America's Funniest Videos?
Yes. Yeah. He did do that.
No one talks about America's Funniest Videos no more, as if that wasn't a culturally significant classic in the 90s.
Yeah, he did that. He was the host. After it was Alfonso. I can't remember his Rivera. Last name. From, yeah.
Yeah, but you see how America's Funniest Home Videos became YouTube?
Yep.
Yeah, it was crazy how we could just put, you know what I mean, we connect the dots here in the morning, detour in the morning.
And even Mutume as well, he did a lot of tracks for Mary J. Blige, a lot of things for Stephanie Mills that he doesn't, like, we don't really talk about. Obviously, we talk about the most known song, Juicy, and how that has been sampled over and over and over again for many generations and decades. But he did a lot of work. So that was also a big loss that we encountered this past week. But I do want to move on. We do also have Ian's friend, Weezy's friend, Trey Songz.
Hey. Trey Day. Come on, man. Trey Day, boy.
Well, he's going to need your help because he is back in the news because he is being accused of rape by a former University of Las Vegas women's basketball star. So allegedly this took place at a well-known hotel in Las Vegas. There's not that much information that came out about it, but a lot of people have been talking about it because around this time last year, he was accused of sexual assault at Diddy's New Year's Eve party. And then he was also accused by another woman that claims an incident took place at the Cosmopolitan Hotel in Las Vegas. And then also people are bringing up when Keke Palmer called him out for sexual intimidation. This was a few years ago at a party that turned into a video shoot. So things are not looking too good right now for Trey Songz, but his team did put out a statement and they are confident in the legal process and that there will be an abundance of exonerating information to come over the next few weeks. So,
well, give me that. But do you feel that where there's smoke, there's fire? But you know, when you're I'm not discrediting on the lady, but you know, when you're a celebrity, you get a lot of more attention and a lot of people want to get a piece of the bag. But you know, these stories are starting to add up, and I'm glad you mentioned the Keke thing because that's where my mind went when this got mentioned.
Yeah.
Trey ain't got to do all that.
Not at all.
Well, we're going to wait to get more information because, you know, any man that takes advantage of his position to impose on a woman is disrespectful. Yo, you're disgusting, bro. Just go to jail, man.
But we'll see what happens. We'll see if these stories come out as true or false. We're just waiting to see everything proceed because, like I said, with this latest allegation, there's not really too much information that came out. There was maybe like a tweet and like a Instagram story with some words and allegations.
They're not serious about it.
So we haven't gotten the information because we don't even know if it's the actual star or maybe it was a friend of hers or what have you. So we'll see what's happening. But on a better note, there are some documentaries that are coming out soon that we can all look forward to. So first, it's Genius that is set to premiere on February 16th Netflix, which is a documentary on Kanye West. It's going to air over 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And the doc consists of years of unreleased footage from his partners, collaborators, Clarence, Cody Simons, and Chike Oza, sorry if I mispronounced that. So they've been following him throughout his career since the beginning. So you're going to see a lot of footage with him with other celebrities like Pharrell and Jay-Z, as well as more intimate moments with his mom, of course, Donda West. So that is coming out soon, so we can look forward to that. And then also Janet Jackson has a documentary coming out titled Janet in celebration of the 20th anniversary of her debut album. Mm-hmm. The singer executive produced the two-part, four-hour special that will air on both A&E and Lifetime at the same time. So that's crazy. On January 28th is when it starts, and the doc will touch on her upbringing, of course, the Super Bowl incident. There was a clip saying where Justin asked her to come back on the Super Bowl with him. That's a whole other story.
What, she won't do it? She won't go back on?
I don't think she should. They'll talk about the loss of her brother, also her father, and her becoming a mother later in life, and her past romantic relationships. So, of course, you know, people want to know about her past marriages, the secret baby, Jermaine Dupri, all that stuff.
Jermaine Dupri, to me, was the best relationship. She's had many relationships. Yeah. Janet is the black Elizabeth Taylor. She's the black Elizabeth. Elizabeth Taylor's had a lot of husbands. Like, I watched the Elizabeth Taylor movie on Amazon Prime the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. She was a force. We got some strong leading ladies in Hollywood, man. But Janet Jackson, man, she needs to go deep, and she needs a biopic. Is this kind of like a biopic, or is this a documentary on like just a particular section of her life?
This is kind of like it, but she has control over it, right? So again, we are going to get her side of things,
her version
of how open she wants to be. But I think it's finally time people give her flowers, because she was also blackballed as well after the whole Super Bowl incident. So if you realize, Janet wasn't, well, we didn't miss it because us as black people and black media outlets, we supported her.
Yeah.
But a lot of the mainstream outlets did not support her. So her albums weren't doing well. Concerts got canceled. Things like that, so they had to navigate and find a way for her to still.
And it was
get
a good looking nip slip too. You know, they let Madonna run crazy all over the place.
Well,
they let Amy Winehouse, well, you know, rest in peace, Amy Winehouse. They let all the white celebrities go crazy. Britney showed everything.
Yeah.
Janet showed a good nipple. That was a good nipple. It wasn't a saggy nipple. It was no waist. That was a good nipple. I'm being 1,000.
But was it her that showed it though? That's the thing.
See, my thing with the Justin thing is that, like, no one's giving me a clear answer. Did he do that intentionally? Or was that an accident? Because me, you know what I mean? I'm getting hyped stuff. I fling my hands around. You know what I mean? I never hit Larina, but you know what I'm saying? Larina knows I fling my hands around when I host and shit. So was that a case where he's like, you see, he was singing this thing and he went. Was it an accident or was it a thing? And then, you know, that we'll never know.
Well, her stylist for that day said that there was a. Obviously, there was rehearsals.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't happen in rehearsals. And there was also a pre-recorded performance as well. So if something does happen, they can cut to the pre-recorded performance, and they didn't do that. So it kind of seems like she was kind of set up in that way. To me, that's what it looks like. I haven't really messed with Justin since, but that's just me.
I'm having a hard time. I'm having a shout out to my boy Focus. Jaya, he's taking over. Look at him. This is my best friend in the building, bro. Gave him his little daughter.
I just want to talk about Drake really quickly, because this also made headlines.
We want all the hot sauce. This is hold on, man. Hold up. Set it up, man. Set it up. Let me get you a proper beat, man. Go low.
Okay, so an Instagram model told the Too Much Hot Tea blog about an encounter she had with Drake. Okay. She claims that after they were physically involved, he went to the bathroom to dispose of a condom. She went in after and got it out of the trash and tried to insert it to, you know, impregnate herself. This is when she
without
said,
his consent. Can
yeah,
you put
without,
that?
Yes. Okay. Because she didn't tell him anything. She just saw him go in to dispose, and she went in right after.
The game is filthy. The game is can't trust none of these models.
So when she did that, of course, you're not supposed to put anything hot or. You shouldn't even be doing this. So she screamed, and so Drake, of course, ran into the bathroom to see what happened. And so I don't know if she said what she did or he figured it out, but basically he had put hot sauce in there to, you know, destroy what was happening up in there. So, yeah.
So did that really happen? Because the way I caught it was that, because you know there's two Drakes. I don't know if you guys know there's two Drakes. There's a Drake lookalike and he lives in Miami, looks just like Drake. Mm-hmm. And then we have the other guy that's in Harlem. That's Drake's cousin, Ian, the actor Ian, whatever his name is. I don't care what nobody tells me.
Oh, Tyler Lipley?
Yeah. So I thought the fake Drake was mad at the real Drake because he did the hot sauce thing. Did this really happen? Drake really put the hot sauce in the thing?
Well, I don't know. He did make a post on Instagram, and the caption was, "You can have your 15 minutes of fame. I'll take the other 23 hours and 45 minutes.
Bars!
So with all that, I think Tristan Thomas is not guilty. What's it called? The basketball player? Yeah. Thompson?
The problem with Tristan Thompson, Tristan Thompson is a habitual line crosser. He doesn't know how to do things properly. He's in that 1% of celebrity, celebrities. You're an athlete, you're a performer, you're that 1%. Women are going to want you. No one's going to turn you down. The candy store is yours. Move with some grace in the mind, but he's from Brampton. Shout out to my boys out in Brampton. The Brampton man, they move a little reckless. They have no bra top, see some
that's
of the boy
them. That's what I was going to say. He's
see? That's the vibe around women. Bro, he's from Brampton. I forget about him. They don't even talk about dudes from Scarborough. He's from Brampton. Listen, you tell me you have all this money. Listen, I have a walking NDA on my phone. The first thing I do with me and Lorena to get that first million. We're going to do a concert at the Bell Center. Kanye, Future, you know what we're going to do? Shut it down. Sure. Next thing we're doing, all the legal paper them. I don't even take elevators now, and I'm nobody alone with a woman. He don't have an NDA. You're moving reckless all the place. And on top of it, you don't even wear B condoms. You shooting, you beating up all these girls raw, and your money.
Well, and shout out to B condoms because they did slide in his DMs because they
and he hollered back. You see that? Because he's neglectful. For sure. Big Will, he's neglectful. True. He's a habitual line crosser. Tristan Thompson, horrible person, horrible.
I did want to mention before I close out, there is new music this Friday that everybody could check out and support. So the rapper Cordae, he has this album From a Bird's Eye View that came out, FKA Twigs, Capra Sungs. Her album came out today as well, as a Youngboy NBA. He has his album Colors that is out as well today.
Yeah, okay. We'll catch those joints right there. Play some of that next week. A little bit mellow. Once again, RIP, Don Harley Fils-Aimé, OG in the Haitian community, part of the Montreal hold here. And RIP Lucy Jean-Philippe, grandma, till we meet again. 94 is far. She has a full life. She was like, yeah. She was in her 40s in the 60s. Like that. Yo, shout out to all our elderly that have witnessed World War I and II.
Yep.
Y'all have seen a lot. Y'all have seen the world change a lot. Now kids are emotional and stuff like that. It's different. Mm. It's different. It's the more deeper. Keep it locked. Coming up next, Kaya Pesh, Big Will, they're in the building.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if we're fishing. I don't know if we're doing a comedy show on the water. We do. I don't know what's going on. I want to ice fish a little bit. I want to put a group together. I want to do a morning detour. We even mentioned it. We'll have to do it next week.
It's more than just ice fishing. Stay tuned.
Okay. It's the morning detour. Keep it locked. It's the Mind CKT 9.3 FM.
The morning detour on CKUT 9.3 FM.
Do the same, don't tip me, baby. Hit the party and get friendly. Honestly, no, I don't got it in me. It's no fun.
no one in our head will be, yeah. Yet you tell me there's no one. Yes, you tell me there's no
is this hype necessarily? They say I'm on drugs.
But the only drug is hip hop.
Love is life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT.
That's simple. No purchase necessary.
Your appointment online. Dose against COVID-19. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence plan for your area and book your appointment online. To continue protecting yourself against COVID-19 and its variants, get a booster dose and keep following distancing measures, wearing a mask, and washing your hands. The booster dose, the best way to stay protected longer. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Good. Great. Not bad at all. A-okay. Tickety-boo. Fine, thanks. All good. It's going gangbusters. Just great. When people ask us how we're doing, we often say fine, even if it's not always the case. If you aren't fine, say something. To get help, call Info Sociale 811. Because talking is the first step towards getting better. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, 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 yes. Good morning, Montreal. 8:16 in the morning. It's the premier morning show. This is the Morning Detour. I'm your host, Weezy Moon Chase, and Montreal Kobe Bryant. They know that I'm nice. They hate that it's me. I'm alongside the calm and the storm, Larina XO. Along here, don't care. I see you shining over the weekend. I see one picture from that event you went to over the weekend.
If you were there, listen, you would have saw all the pictures.
I was trying to protect y'all. You see that? I see how they don't respect you?
No.
See the shade you get from your friends? I try to protect them. I try to put the interest before mine.
That's what it is.
They don't even care.
No comment.
They don't even care, man. Okay, Montreal, this morning, Big Will's back in the building.
Definitely, definitely, Montreal. Good morning. Hello, hello, hi. We out here.
We have first-time guest on the show, Kaya Pesh. I've never met a black man with his own fishing company.
That's what it is.
I'm so honored this morning. I'm trying to ice fish. I've been seeing it for, I see all the omens for weeks now.
For sure.
Let me tell my friend Sade, I'm seeing this ice fishing. And look who you bring to the Morning Detour, no, Kaya
sure.
Pesh.
Actually, I got introduced to this gentleman, Terry. He has this company called Kaya Pesh. Because basically a lot of people understand you could go kayaking, right. You could go fishing, and also camping and everything. And that's all the, like, all season, all year long. So winter, fall, like basically bring out family, friends, and all that. So come on and have an amazing time. So Terry, go ahead and introduce yourself.
So walk me through it, Terry. Walk me through it, man.
First, I want to say good morning. And for me, it's an honor being here because I listen to you every morning when I'm going to work.
Okay, that's what's up. I didn't know that.
You give me that hype, man. You give me that energy when I'm going down the highway going into work in the morning. Sometimes I miss your show, but I catch it. But anyway, I just want to say thank you very
much
for having me on. And you, Lorena, and Big Will, I want to big up to you, too.
Thank you, definitely.
You know, what Kaya Pesh is all about is just basically an outdoor adventure company funded by me, owner operator. What I do is just take people on different outdoor adventures. Whether it's fishing from the shore, whether it's fishing from a kayak, whether it's just even just going in the bush and just making a fire and just vibes and catching the energy and catching a vibe. I do overnights. I do weekends. I do day trips.
420 friendly.
Hold on.
420 friendly.
Hold on. Is Kaya Pesh the black Crocodile Dundee? That's the vibes I'm getting. You out there in the bush? Crocodile. Listen, I want to book the adventure. Me and Luina, we've done some things, but we've never done adventure stuff. We always go places and we say we're going to do things. All we do is just chill by the beach. Luina, what do you think about that, man? Let's go on a kayak. Are you outdoorsy a little bit?
I've done kayaking before, I feel. No, I've been just in a boat.
You were in the cadets too, right?
No.
Oh, okay, I thought you were in cadets.
So, yeah, so it's all... Actually, it's not even all about bush only. You know, we got things where we can do right here in the city. You know, because Montreal, we're an island, and everywhere you go, there's water all around, right? So we don't always have to go north, deep north. You know, like right here in Lachine, right there in the West Island, right in the East End of Montreal, it's just different places where you can just get out of the house for the day and just go and, you know, fish. Get a vibe, make a fire, barbecue. It doesn't always have to be Park Angrion, you know what I mean? It doesn't always have to be uptown in the park. Montreal is beautiful and big. Quebec is big and beautiful. Yeah. Take away the politics from it, man, and it's got a lot of beauty out there.
You're talking about the natural resources? Oh, man, listen, we got some great mountains. We got some landscape. Yeah. A lot of people don't go past some of Laval.
Yeah.
So they don't see the luxury of Quebec.
And it is. And... me, I'm here to just get people just reconnected again back to, you know, this is where we came from.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
most of us as West Indian people, this is where we came from.
I'm with it.
A lot of us didn't grow up near water because we grew like inland. Me, myself, I grew up on the water. I'm from a little island called Tobago. And I am from on the water. I'm literally could hold my breath and walk into the ocean from my front door.
Big man thing.
I grew up in a fishing village.
Wow.
Everybody, most people in my village were fishermen. You know, when y'all wanted to be basketball players and football players, I wanted to be that little old man that went out there and catch all the fish and come back. This is who we wanted to be.
Oh, that's fire, man.
So I come here and, you know, I kind of bring that same kind of vibe here. I stopped for a while, like most of us stopped, because we end up doing things. Our mind went elsewhere.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, our mind went tunnel, meaning like, hey, I ain't going ice fishing because that's only the other guy's thing. That's not me. I ain't going skiing because that's the other man's thing. That's not me. But we did it all. We've been doing it, you know. This is not strange to us. Kayaking. When I first started doing my kayaking, people were saying, hey, what kind of white boy sport that
is? Yeah, exactly,
right?
And
I have to just educate people. And like, hey, it is not, man. This is a sport for everybody, you know. Getting back to nature, man. You know, look at the times now. People are being locked down.
No, we're in that bird box. So, yo, we're going to throw up your link there on the detour, on our social media on there. Because, you know, listen, I'm trying to book that ice fishing with you. I want to get that experience. So what do you guys have going on? I see you and Big Will, you guys have teamed up. So let the city know what you guys have cooked up here.
Definitely, like, I mean, I've been doing this for, 23 years when it comes to all the event planning, comedy shows, sip and paint and all that. With shout out to my brother, Rick and Nice and everything. So we've been doing a lot of events. So lately we've been, obviously with the lockdown, there's not much that we could do indoors.
Yeah.
So I'm just letting people know, instead of being depressed indoors, we have access to activities outdoors as well.
Yes.
And that's why we've teamed up. And like we're telling people, please go to my website, bigwill.ca. We're actually giving an experience for two with Kaya Pesh. There is no purchase required. So you guys know that I usually sell everything. Daily, I'm selling.
I'm not selling
you nothing today. I'm giving stuff away.
Free.
So go ahead and register. A lot of people hit me up after and say, hey, how come this? All you got to do is register. I love you guys. It's very simple, easy. Register. That's it. And we were given a giveaway, which will be on an Instagram live, and I believe next week or the week after.
There you go.
That's definitely...
No, we like easy. Free stuff in Montreal. Yeah. We like
Very
free
simple.
Stuff.
Go ahead and register, and we got you. And to let people know, we're going to be having a online comedy show in 2 weeks, because obviously we can't go nowhere. So come out. We're going to make sure... And you're used to the comedies that we have. I mean, we've... We brought what, White Yardie a couple of years back. Actually, that was your first your first interview, your first live.
Yeah, I've done him a few times. He's a funny guy. Yeah.
We've had White Yardie. We've had Trix. We've had Mark Trinidad. We've had obviously my boy Akeem. Yeah. Actually, I think you guys have a giveaway with Akeem.
Yeah, yeah. Akeem did a giveaway for us last week. Yeah, and he did some stuff for me in Vancouver. Yeah, so, he's great. So
a lot of we tell people is, we're healing our community one joke at a time. You know, a lot of people shout out the neighborhoods and this and that, but you're not feeding your neighborhood and your shout out. So come out. We have a lot of giveaways. Come and have a great time and all that. So it's very, very, very simple. Join in for the giveaway, bigwill.ca.
Yeah.
Come out.
Very
and,
simple.
And at the same time, that's where you'll be getting all the info for our comedy shows, either through our website or through our Instagram at bigwill514. So that's what it is.
Oh, there you go.
That's simple.
Kaya Pesh, before you leave, once again, let the people know some of the activities that you offer. Because, you see, you can't throw adventure in your name. Like, I want to go out there. Like I'm dead serious. Like, I'm going to come book the ice fishing. I've never had ice fish before. And if we're in a bird box kind of thing, you know, God knows where we're going with this Legault government at this point. You know what I mean? So we have systemic racism. They're taxing everybody's unvaccinated. It's crazy.
Yeah, but it's important skills. What you're showing us through these activities are important skills that we should already know. So it's important that we get back to that too.
If you can't light the fire and know how to forge, there's issues.
And it's very simple.
Everything's simple to you. It's not going to be simple to me. Don't worry. We're going to film my experience. I'll be out there all night trying to light the fire. I'm just going to freeze to death at this point.
No, you could do it. My mom just went camping, too, for
school. Your mom's very resourceful.
Oh, God.
You know, she makes the black soap and the natural cream. People that are very talented, creative like that, I don't know. I will freeze to death, but just show me how to... I need to forge it. Show me how to find the thing then. Mm-hmm. Certain fine thing. This Akaya Pesh Adventures. I appreciate you. We'll toss up the link there on our Detour 514.
That's what it is.
Big Will, let them know once again, because yo, it's very simple. You're giving away some free things.
We're giving away some free experiences for Kaya Pesh. We have a lot of different sponsors that we're giving a whole lot of stuff away. I don't know if you guys remember, but last year we gave a 55-inch smart TV.
We gave
all bunch of stuff away. So that's our way of giving it back, because everything that we're giving away is stuff that's been given to us. So
exactly.
We're a strong believer in the whole bless somebody else concept.
Yeah, pay it forward.
Exactly. So join us. Come and have a great time. We're going to be doing those giveaways. And we also have an online comedy show coming up. And we're going to be ready for the next in-person comedy show as well. And yeah, definitely that.
Boy, the hottest ticket in town, Big Wheel Comedy. If you don't know, now you know. Kaya Pesh Adventures. Yep. You know what I mean? I know y'all tired looking each other in your face. Go outside with your partner. Go outside with your friends and family.
Of course.
Kaya Pesh Adventures, black business, black owned. It's all full circle. I appreciate you guys being on the Morning Detour.
Definitely. And to reach out to Kaya Pesh, there's the
phone number will be 514-546-4519. And I'm also on Instagram at Kaya Pesh and Facebook Kaya Pesh.
Look at you. He's on Instagram. Watch it.
For sure. Definitely.
Yo,
I'm old school trying to come up. I better see
some pictures of you in the bush. Don't. Hold up. Let me pull up the Instagram. Don't have a thing called Kaya Pesh and I don't see you in the bush.
Yeah, definitely. We got a lot of stuff coming up. We're working together. So you'll be able to see their contact on my Instagram for people following up at BigWill514. Their website is on there. A lot of information out there. And if you cannot reach them directly, you could always contact me, 514-434-4426. This is my direct number. You're not hitting nobody and all that. This is my direct number. Hit us up.
All right, so that's great. Thanks so much for my city. Keep it locked. Coming up next, we have the Red Coalition. Join them on their fight against racial profiling and systemic racism. I'm black. Lorena's black. This is a Black Urban Morning Show, so this definitely resonates with our agenda. You know what I mean? We're not looking for equality. We're looking for equity, you know. Let things go right, man. Quebec is not a real place. The Morning Detour.
The Morning Detour. On CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, yes, yes. Montreal. Let me know. We got to celebrate life this morning. I'm coming back with some compa this morning. J.E. Buns. That pickles and banana. Say what. Lucy Jean-Philippe, this for you. Don Harley Fisse made this for you. Rest in peace, man. Let's go into a J.
Say what. I just want your body next to me. Making love till I hear you.
team garçon. C'est comme ça, moi, c'est un team champion. C'est comme ça, moi, j'étais grimpé. Jusqu'à ce que la vie puisse tomber. C'est comme ça, moi, c'est un team champion. C'est comme ça, moi, j'étais campé. Jusqu'à ce que la vie puisse tomber.
Hey, hey, Haïti. Moi, non, c'est Michel Pina. Laval.
Vivre au pays bas.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
In the case of symptoms similar to those of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, sore throat, loss of taste, or smell, you should take a rapid home screening test. If you test positive, isolate yourself at home and please follow the self-isolation instructions. If you don't have a rapid home screening test, please self-isolate for the recommended period. Visit quebec.ca/self-isolating for complete instructions on how to protect yourself and others. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
It's time to make an appointment for your booster dose against COVID-19. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence plan for your area and book your appointment online. To continue protecting yourself against COVID-19 and its variants, get a booster dose and keep following distancing measures, wearing a mask, and washing your hands. The booster dose, the best way to stay protected longer. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
You know, at some point, Lorena, we gotta get back to the meat and potatoes. We gotta get back to talking. You know, we gotta fight the injustice. We got the Red Coalition in the building. I can't even say it's a Moro Pena. I always get wavy when I see the little wave on top of the N. Moro Pena's in the building. It's so dope to see you. I saw you on flyers in the last municipal election. To see you in person, you're an imposing guy. You're gonna play linebacker. More opinions in the building.
All right, thank you for having me, guys. Thank you for having me, Wizzy Lorena. I appreciate being here and with the Red Coalition. So
now this next gentleman, his name, it tells me serious bucks. I know he's front office. You know what I mean? He's not on the court, Alex. He's front office. Mr. Joel de Bellefeuille is in the building. Red Coalition. Welcome to the show, guys. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
So listen, you guys are on a very important mission. You guys have a fight against systemic racism. You guys have a petition that's out. We have it up there. We're going to put it on our social media, but we have it up there in our stories. So before we get into all that, you know, I want to show people that you guys are official. So I'll start with you, Mr. Pena. You know, give people a little background on your professional history a little bit here.
All right. So we're going to keep it brief. But so what I am is I'm a business law paralegal for 13 years. Pandemic hit. I decided I need to change something, you know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you do things for a living. You enjoy them because they pay the bills. But, you know, you want to do a little something else to feed the soul, right?
Yeah.
So that's how I got into politics, more or less. I'm one of the founding members, along with Joel, of Movement Montreal, along with a few of us, actually.
Okay.
We call ourselves the founding members because we are the original group of candidates, the slates.
Let them know, the originals. Yeah, we like that.
So we ran in the election, last municipal election. I myself ran in Snowden, representing Movement Montreal. And since then, I've been working in the private sector and as well. I'm a paralegal career coach on the side, and
I need you right about now. We'll talk off air. Because like, yeah, we like the paralegals. You cannot be black and have enough lawyers.
There you go.
I'm being 1,000 about. I know what city you're living in.
It's all about connections, right?
Joel de Bellefeuille. Before you go, can we just talk about your name a little bit?
Sure.
What's the origins of that?
It's French Quebecer.
The Ben Frey, Lorena, he's ingratiated in our culture. He is Quebec. Joel de Bellefeuille, Red Coalition. Give us your background. You're a lawyer as well?
No, not a lawyer. I've got a background in capital markets, so building private and public companies.
These are the guys. Well, we're going to talk after. I got some questions.
About 12 years ago, I made some headlines, national news on a racial profiling case on the South Shore.
Right.
It was a groundbreaking decision that has never been done before. So basically, I took that sort of platform that was given to me to jump into politics when I was asked by Balarama Wholeness. And then this is where I met Maro.
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 Pena.
And we've hit it off. Last year, around 8 months ago, I founded the Red Coalition, which is a nonprofit organization that raises awareness and fights injustice against racial profiling, systemic racism.
So. Well, you guys are powerful guys to be heading this nonprofit here. So for those who don't know, it's real and exists, systemic racism. You guys have a fight against racial profiling, systemic racism. So in 2017, a UN working group of experts on people of African descent found that racial profiling is endemic in Canadian law enforcement and urged the country to immediately discontinue this practice in all of its form. There's been a lot of pushback in this province. We have a prime minister. Trudeau didn't say it, but the way he be lying up sometimes. Huh? But we have our premier of the province that says there's no sustain. Systemic racism in this province, which is a slap in the face to all of us that's a part of the visible minority, because that's like telling us, well, what you guys go through every day doesn't exist. It's all a figment of your imagination. Me and Lorena, we've often said on the show, we don't know how far a petition can go. But now that I get a little understanding of you guys' professional background, I'm like, okay, there might be some sauce here behind there. There might be a little bit of the Drake sauce behind here. So walk me through this petition and where you guys hope this petition will take us.
Yeah, so first of all, I get where you're coming from in regards to petitions. Yeah. So the change.orgs, the ones that you see on Facebook, that has no meat in the sense of getting things done, right? So we have a federal e-petition that's in with the House of Commons.
Right.
So it took me a couple of months to get the e-petition approved. Mm. There's a lot of different policies and procedures that you have to do to get accepted.
Okay, hold on. Let's open up there, because a lot of people sometimes get discouraged when it comes time to really doing things.
Yeah.
This is the red tape I'd be talking about. This is the administrative process.
Yeah.
How difficult did they make it?
I mean, it's extremely difficult. You've got to, the wording has to be correct. It has to be in the jargon of the House of Commons in Ottawa. If it's not exactly that, the clerk, the House clerk, will refuse, make you redo it, or flat out refuse you and not accept it. So
that's crazy.
Yeah.
On top of actually getting two elected officials to support the petition as well. Which came through because of Joel and his
tremendous work.
Well, y'all are definitely connected.
So again, it's not just a regular e-petition that you see bouncing around on social media. This actually is sponsored by Matthew Green, who's a member of Parliament with the NDP out of Hamilton. There's also Greg Fergus, who's another MP out of Hull. We've got endorsement from Alexandra Mendez, who's a member of Parliament over in Brossard. And we're in talks with some senators as well to basically have, a full push behind. But we made the 500 minimum last week or earlier this weekend.
No, we're going to keep pushing it. You know, now that we know this is not like a change.org thing, it's like a real e-petition. But also, too, when you sit down with these different MPs across the nation and different senators and stuff like that, what's their attitude towards systemic racism? Do some of them believe in it? Do others not believe in it? Do we think it's a problem that could be solved? What's the climate there?
It's obviously people are realizing that it exists. A lot of liberal elected officials, believe in it, have spoken about it publicly on a federal level. Even Trudeau has voiced that it exists.
Yeah.
And so it's more or less where the issue where people. Well, I wouldn't say people, elected officials aren't believing it, would be here in Quebec. I don't mean to slam Quebec. I just mean that, for some reason, our elected officials here you know, don't seem to think that exists.
We run this province like the Montreal Canadiens. Mm-hmm. It's rooted in emotion and old rooted history. That's how we run. That's how we run this province. Everybody else gets except for us. Why do we always have to be different? And don't feel bad for slamming the province. We all live and absorb our condition here as well. Mm-hmm. This, it's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, no, we live here, we love it, but at the same time, we get to criticize it because, you know, we want to change it for the better.
Yeah, and things aren't going to change without changing laws. So that's what makes the difference between the Red Coalition and other, you know, advocacy groups out there, right? So being on the streets, marching, doing all that, causing a, you know, whatever ruckus does not change laws, does not get things done. It hears you in the moment.
Yeah.
But what we're doing different is we're doing that. We're doing it on social, and we're doing it at a federal, provincial, and municipal level where all these elected officials, they have no choice but to hear us because we're lobbying to create change, and change is creating the law.
Yeah. You know? So that's what I like about you guys. It's an actionable petition. You guys took it from one step and took it to the next level.
Yeah.
Are we looking at a total overhaul in terms of these different institutions where there is systemic racism? Or, like, what's the thinking there? Like, once the law has changed, is it a whole overhaul that needs to be done? Because the police, we need to start with our police department.
Yeah.
So, no matter what institution, whatever bill gets passed. And also, please mention the bill that has to get passed, that you guys, the law that you're trying to change around men. Please mention that as well, because a lot of people they're not aware of it. They don't know.
Yeah. So basically, what we're trying to do is create a new law or an amendment to the existing law where the law enforcement agencies, so whether it's the CBCSA, so the Canada Border Service Agency, RCMP, SPVM, every law enforcement across the board, in order for them to receive federal funding, they need to have an actionable plan and procedures in place on racial profiling before they receive their check.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody wants money. It doesn't matter who you are.
But we already gave them a lot of money already. Like
we did, right? So that's why we want this petition and this law to pass, you know, quickly. So they've admitted that it exists, you know, pretty much straight across the board. But they still are accepting that money. So the next step is you need to put a little checkbox where you have an action plan. So, for example, SPVM, Longueuil, and Quebec, they would pass. They would pass because they are doing something about it. They do have an action plan on racial profiling. Mm-hmm. It's just implementing it, right? So before they receive their check, they got to have that. They don't have that, they don't receive the check. Go back to the drawing board, come back to us with a plan, and then you'll get your money. That's all we're asking.
Oh, boy. So how has the pushback been, Mr. Pena, on this? Walk me through the trenches, because I get the meat and potatoes, but walk me through the trenches. You know, walk me through some of the pushback here, because there's a lot of people that say, you know, I read some of the comments. You know, we do live in Quebec. And French media is very interested in Anglophone media. They have a very different sense of how Quebec should be run, how things should go. And the sense that I get is reading the comments, and I've mentioned it on the show before, a lot of people are saying to us, the visible minorities, you know, I mean, we're crying wolf. We're complaining a lot, even though the recommendation came out about 2 to 3 years ago that shows that blacks are being pulled over, blacks and Aboriginal, 4 times more than our Caucasian brothers. But still, nothing has been changed. They pushed back against the body cams. They got $675 million. Our investigative system is totally whack, but they got some fancy trucks.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you say to those people that say, you know, that us visible minorities, we're just crying wolf? There isn't a really issue here. You know, it's fair for everybody across the board.
Well, a good reminder is that laws are always created to protect minorities, in a sense, in the global sense of the term.
Yeah.
Laws are created to help the people that need the help, not necessarily to cover people that have no idea what the issue is and that have no need for coverage. So the general attitude that people have displayed with this petition is everybody's very supportive. People are being educated by it, by reposting it, by sharing it between people on the internet, on social media, everywhere. It's really about educating people about the process of the e-petition. And like Joel said, the government is accountable to us at this point for what we've done, because we've checked all the boxes along the way.
Oh, yes, y'all have. Yes,
so at this point, you know, we've played with them. We've played by their rules. They got to follow up. And in the process, at the end, it leads to an actual action from the government, as Joel has said.
And that's what we wanted, because we felt like sometimes, too, in this fight, you know, the systemic fight, this racial fight, you know, sometimes we get stuck as a group of, as black people, we get stuck just protesting, just doing a petition. And we're not, we don't have an actionable plan. So to see the Red Coalition, you guys have a plan. You guys checked the boxes. You guys played their game. Okay, this is what you guys need. We gave it to you guys.
Yeah.
Man, I'm excited.
So this is the first time that an e-petition on racial profiling has hit the House. So all we're waiting for is when the e-petition ends, which is on the February 22nd or 24th. It then gets verified by the clerk to make sure that those 500, I don't know, we're over 500, but make sure those signatures.
Are you guys missing signatures?
No. We've made it.
We made the minimum 500,
no,
right?
No. We can always add more.
We did add more. We're over 500.
That's it. We're over 500. We secured the bag.
Yeah.
We need to push.
Exactly. So that's the first time that that has happened, right? So it is going to go to the House once it gets certified by the clerk. And then our MP that's sponsoring it, Matthew Green, literally will sit up in the House of Commons, stand up in the House of Commons, sorry, and then, you know, voice the push to push it into law.
That's major.
Listen, y'all gonna come back when it happens. Send me the clip.
Yeah.
The link for the petition is up there. Lorena's gonna post it up there on our Detour 514. It's up there on our IG as well. I'll post it on my personal IG, W Moonchaser. Let people know how they can follow you guys, how they can add their signature to the petition.
So for myself, you can find me at MTL Moro, MTL MAURO on one word at IG. And you'll find the petition linked on my bio, and you'll find links to the Red Coalition as well.
Yeah, for me, Joel, on Instagram, it's Dealmaker001. Twitter, it's Dealmaker Joel. What else we got? Facebook is Joel the Belfay.
You know when the dude has Dealmaker as his handle. He makes things happen.
Yeah,
and exactly. You guys are definitely making things happen for our culture. I feel, I'm excited because I'm thinking to myself, imagine the Quebec. The void of systemic racism.
And it comes from here, the petition.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's good stuff. Mm-hmm. What I'm curious to see the next time I get you guys on is when it gets announced on the floor, what's Legault going to say? Because how do you not back this?
Yeah.
How do you not?
there's a difference here because the House of Commons is Ottawa.
Yeah. So it's
and
above.
The National Assembly is Legault.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So, like you said, I'm curious what he's going to say too. For sure, they all know. All the elected officials know that this petition exists right now.
Please come back. Keep us abreast. Moro, you have my number. Please keep me abreast. This is important for our culture, important for our listeners, important for the city. Please come back on the show, man. Red Coalition, Belfrey, Pena. It sounds like a cop flick in Mexico. It's going down. Thank you guys so much for being on the show,
so
man.
Thanks so much for having us, guys.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
You got a feeling.
OVO Star Radio.
Tell me your favorite song. Don't tell me how you knew it would be like this all along. I know the truth is you won't love me until I'm gone. And even then the thing that comes after is moving on. I can't even capture the feeling I had at first. Meeting all my heroes like seeing how magic works. The people I looked up to are going from bad to worse. The actions out of character even when they rehearse. Working in the land of the free, the home of the brave. I gotta bring my brothers or else I feel out of place. Breaking speed records on roads that these niggas paved. And they don't like that, it's written all on their face. I don't know how I'ma make it out of here clean. Can't even keep track of who plays for the other team. Iconic duos ripping split at the seams. Good-hearted people are taking it to extremes. Leaving me in limbo to question what I believe. Leaving me to ask what's their motive in making peace. Leaving me to not trust anybody I meet. Leaving me to ask, is there anybody like me?
You don't gotta be here.
missing out on my years. There's times when I wish I was where I was, back when I used to wish I was here. Missing out on my days, scrolling through life and fishing for praise. Opinions from total strangers take me out of my ways. I try and see who's there on the other end of the shade. Most times it's just somebody that's underage, that's probably just alone and afraid, and lashing out so that someone else can feel their pain. I always hear people complain about the place that they live, that all the people here are fake and they got nothing to give, cause they've been staring at somebody else's version of shit that makes another city seem more exciting than it is. I know a girl whose one goal was to visit Rome. Then she finally got to Rome, and all she did was post pictures for people at home, cause all that mattered was impressing everybody she's known. I know another girl that's crying out for help, but her latest caption is leave me alone. I know a girl happily married till she puts down the phone. I know a girl that saves pictures from places she's flown to post later and make it look like she's still on the go. Look at the way we live. I wasn't hiding my kid from the world, I was hiding the world from my kid. From empty souls who just wake up and look to debate. Until you staring at your seed, you can never relate. Breaking news in my life, I don't run to the blogs. The only ones I wanna tell are the ones I can call. They always ask why I let the story run if it's false. You know a wise man once said nothing at all. I'm exhausted and drained, I can't even pretend. All these people taking miles when you give them an inch. All these followers, but who gon' follow me to the end? I guess I make it to the end and I'ma find out then.
R.I.P. Lucy Jean Philippe, Don Harley Fils-Aimé. Y'all always be remembered. Lolo, this one made me cry the other day. Let's put this one together, boy. We're celebrating love this morning. We're celebrating life this morning. My name is Taurus Riley here. You know how we're doing things. The Morning Detour next week.
Balloons are deflating. Guess they look lifeless like me. We miss you on your side of the bed. Still got your things here. They stare at me like souvenirs. Don't wanna let you out my head. The day that I met you, the day I thought forever. Said that you love me, but that will last forever. It's cold outside, like when you walk on my life. Why you walk on my life? I get like this every time. On these days it feel like you and me. Heartbreak anniversary. Remember every time. On these days it feel like you and me. Heartbreak anniversary. Do you ever think of me? Still got my hopes up, like presents and open to this day. I still got the messages you read. I'm foolishly patient. Can't get back the taste of your kiss. Don't wanna let you out my head. The day that I met you, thought it was forever. Said that you love me, that would be forever. It's cold outside, like when you walk on my life. Why you walk on my life? I feel like this every time. On these days it feel like you and me. Heartbreak anniversary. Remember every time. Days it feel like you and me. Heartbreak anniversary. Do you ever think of me? Cause I think of you.
to make an appointment for your booster dose against COVID-19. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence plan for your area and book your appointment online. To continue protecting yourself against COVID-19 and its variants, get a booster dose and keep following distancing measures, wearing a mask, and washing your hands. The booster dose, the best way to stay protected longer. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
The following is a previously broadcast program.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Good morning and welcome. This is Jazz Amok.